Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Party's on! 4th of July is going to just be a throwdown this year.
Oh, you can feel it, man. 2020's been awesome.
It'll continue coming up on Saturday. So today on Sit and Spin, we have the 10 songs for the 4th of July. As you get ready for this epic holiday celebration.
Oh, yeah.
Which actually started about 3 weeks ago in my neighborhood. 10 yep. songs for the 4th of July coming up as we will sit and spin. First time for a few emails in the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Yes, sir.
You've got mail.
Starting with the birthdays, guys. Today is my boo's birthday. He listens to the radio show every single day of his life. Never misses it. Please wish him a huge happy birthday. His name is Connor, and he is 22 years old today. Give me your penis is too small from Sydney.
The penis is too small
from Sydney.
Yeah, it's so small. Gentlemen, today is my friend Jake's 40th birthday, and I know he would love the dirty Germans talking about drinking whiskey and wearing kilts. Thanks, bitches. And rock on and LARP on. That from Justin.
Nice.
Yeah, I let you drink whiskey while laying on my back looking directly up your kilt.
Yes, I don't know anybody that's ever won a kilt who do not drink whiskey.
Yeah.
Seriously, right? You're talking Scottish, Irish?
I might not even drink beer, but they drink whiskey.
Yeah.
So I want to look at your bagpipes.
Yeah. So hopefully it gives them a squeeze.
Think about wearing a kilt?
You know what? Maybe I'll start wearing a kilt.
You know, it just seems kind of like, I mean, you're technically kind of heritage Irish-wise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said with confidence. This was supposed to be the summer of short shorts for me.
Oh. I would prefer the kilts. I really, really would.
Really?
Yes. Well,
I got the vein out last summer. This was supposed to be the summer I was out showing these legs off.
Please wish my best friend Trisha a happy birthday. Can we get some turtle wax and Obama drop the beat and the dirty Germans talking about the good stuff of being 40 years old, please?
Drop the beat.
Yeah, when I was 40 years old, most of my good stuff ended up on the sock.
Yeah, you know, it's a good thing about being 40. It's like the good thing about being 30. They'll always be 10 years older than you. Oh, so I'm not 50 yet.
Yeah, I'll suck upon it.
That's sad.
But
it's the truth, though, right?
No.
It's like, right, you turn 30, you go, at least I'm not 40.
Right.
He turned 40, at least I'm 50. It's like...
Now it's, at least I'm not 60.
Then you turn 80 and you're like, at least I'm not dead.
Yeah, right? And then you get to a point where you're just like, I'm just happy to be here.
I'm never getting laid again.
Right? Or put me out of my misery.
Matolos, if you could wish Sandy the happiest of birthdays, she turns another year older. She's 41 years old. I think she would enjoy the dirty Germans explaining how to dominate the sand patrol. Thanks, guys. That from Randy.
Yeah, if your name is Sandy, I want to be the sand patrol. And I also am Randy, but that's not my name.
Yeah, Sandy, you know what? I'm going to take it nice and slow and treat you the same way SpongeBob does.
Yeah, I want to see some of your sandpaper.
Yeah, get inside of my square pants.
Ola Machola is my bestest bestie in the whole wide world. Courtney has officially started another trip around the giant ball of fire. Can I pretty please get the dirty Germans talking about her hubby? It is still going to make her birthday, quote, extra special, even with a three-year-old princess down the hallway. Thanks so much, guys. That from Christina.
Yeah, Christina, he has a big night planned for you. He's going to babysit the three-year-old, and I will take his place.
Yeah, it's going to be so special. Said he's going to have to ask you to put the pillow over your mouth so nobody hears just yelling with pleasure. He's going to give you a kiss in the second spot.
Your south mouth.
Want to wish my husband Darren of 10 wonderful years a happy 42nd birthday. Loves you guys. Listens every day. Can the dirty Germans wish him, a liquor and wine manager and local Coug fan, a happy birthday? Maybe a suck it up cupcake as well. Love your wife, Kaylee, Gavin, and Lydia.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, I love that your wife thinks that when you say you're a Coug fan, you're talking about the sports teams.
I find it kind of interesting that this Coug fan works at a liquor store.
Yeah.
Every bar owner I know, I go, yes, these Coug fans are different. They're so crazy.
Yeah.
Sure, they're nice. They tip well, but they're insane.
Do you think he's a Coug fan from his Google history?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's looking for Cougars, is he?
Yeah, it's gray hairs.
Yeah.
By the way, so I'm not kidding. So I was talking to a bar owner just last week, and I was like, what's about the Coug fans? Crazy.
But y'all, today I'm starting my 49th lab around that big ball of flame in the sky. Can I get a big old Leroy Jenkins and a little kid fish sandwich to kick it off? Thanks, guys. That from Chad.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, this one answers the question today and birthday wishes as well. Guys, before I had too many me's invade my life after invading my wife's birth canal, I used to have free time for hobbies. I still remember free time for hobbies, in theory. At any rate, I used to love golfing, with golfing two of my biggest risks, getting hit by a golf ball and getting hit by lightning. Well, guys, my golf cart got hit by lightning. My buddy and I were waiting near a tree for the rain to blow over. I walked over to a different tree near the tee box to recycle some beer. I want to grow up to be like Thrill. I just finished and turned back to the cart when I saw my buddy throw his golf club and dive out of the cart just before the cart took a bolt of lightning. I would have peed myself had I not just finished that operation. So I went running over to see if he was okay. I was asked, how did you know to bail out? To which he replied, golf 101, in a storm, the moment you taste copper in your mouth, throw your club and get down flat on the ground. Although that was BS up until then, but I guess there's something to it, of course. My buddy, same as above, by the way, brought his stepbrother to the driving range one day. Teach him a bit about golf. Rule number one, never walk in front of someone who's about to hit, and always look to other people before you do. About an hour later, we're practicing chipping near the sand pit when that rule was broken. My buddy walked in front of his stepbrother to pick up his ball, and his stepbrother hit a line drive right at his head. Thankfully, no damage beyond a big bump. Could have been much worse. By the way, my friend's name is Cord, and it just happens to be his 50th birthday. I'm sure he'd love it if you played a little turtle wax with a uh-oh lookout in the pause. Love your show, guys. That from Dave in Maple Valley.
Uh-oh, lookout.
This one says, Ola Bacholo, specifically, can the dirty Germans give a shout-out to my beautiful mother, Diane? She is 58 years young today. That from James.
Yeah, no offense. She let us know this morning. We have already given her a shout-out.
Yeah, and next time, remind her, there's no eating toast in the bed.
Yeah, I see crumbs got on her knees.
Yeah, I think you should look for some other birthday wishes. A lot of Coug fans today. Your mom is beautiful.
Yeah.
Guys, please wish a happy birthday to my friend Dean, 60 years old. Today needs the dirty Germans to tell him what to do after he finishes his Pendleton. That from Eric J.
Yeah, Dean, clean your peen.
Yeah, after you finish your Pendleton, we'll send you takes the top, you stick your... You know what, man, just enjoy your Pendleton.
Yeah.
Pendleton, what's Pendleton?
Whiskey.
Oh, okay, I was trying to figure out what that was.
It loosens up his spirits for later.
I see.
More outgoing.
Canadian whiskey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay, I don't either. I've heard of it, but I don't know.
When
I
think he gets whiskey, he tries to do the little thing we call the raccoon.
Oh. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz, a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweineflash.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for...
sit and spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, man, look who it is right here in the flesh.
Hey, in the flesh.
Hey. Wow.
You escaped the basement.
I'm not going to lie.
We had no idea.
Being outside smells like disease.
It does? Well, you are...
It smells like a hospital everywhere. And I think you guys have just gone nose blind to it. But everything smells disinfected, which is the opposite of disease. But that's what makes me think about it.
You got kicked out of your house today.
I did. Yeah. Yes. We've got some people in the house today who did not want me around them, obviously.
So you came here.
I frankly didn't want to be around them. So I thought I'd come see you
guys. I don't want to be around you. It's so weird how that works.
You don't have a choice.
I know.
So,
I know.
Yeah.
Did you crate your dogs?
Oh, I did. I had to, yeah.
How much are they going?
I don't know. But
is that worrying
a little? I did let the guys know. I left a note that are going to be in the house to a bunch of contractors and stuff that, you know, the dogs will certainly alert you to their presence.
Yes, sure.
Please do your best to ignore them.
Probably all day.
Well-known fact here.
We didn't crate our dogs anyway. It just wasn't necessary. We might put them in the laundry room or something on occasion. But, like, to actually be in a crate, in a room, in the house alone, I mean, it's been forever since this had to happen. And so they're probably like, "What the f is going on?"
They're quiet.
Yeah,
and you guys got. And since we do have the 4th of July weekend coming up, you guys got the email because Ryan's got the biggest backyard and everything. Show up about 2:00 and the fireworks, and you're doing ribs and chicken based on social distancing. This is the best location.
Pruning the brisket tree that you planted all those years ago.
I have 6-foot serving tongs, I will be serving also 6-foot hot dogs, so you guys can each get on one end of it.
Yeah, and you can you have individual bags
of
chips.
Not for the first time.
All those things.
Individual bags of chips. Everything's disposable. And also, I'm afraid to tell you, the pool is closed.
Oh no.
Yeah. So did you get a pool?
Yeah. It's about 1 foot deep. I think it's about six by six. I can almost lay down in it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It's pretty
you can
sweet.
Almost relax in it.
It's fancy. It's full of peanut butter right now. That's a long story.
The edge says no diving. Yeah.
So you know why? Because somebody dove in it.
In honor of the 4th of July weekend, you brought us some songs that mention the 4th of July.
These songs specifically say 4th of July, even though maybe not all of them have everything to do with the 4th of July.
Or
you might think of Independence.
All right, so 10 songs about the 4th of July on Sit and Spin.
Number 10.
Leaving Texas, 4th day of July.
What the hell is this?
This, of course, is the Grateful Dead.
That's why I don't like it.
I was like, I don't know if I'd ever heard this song. Is Jack Straw. Do you want to guess what album it came from? I'll give you a hint. Is it Night of the Living Dead? No. Is it Evil Dead? Shaun of the Dead? Dawn of the Dead? Dead Man Walking? No, it's from Europe 72.
Jack Straw, I believe he's from Wichita, isn't he?
I think so. And he was going to Texas sometime around early July.
He's only from Wichita because the name rhymes with that.
Guess what? Now is a terrible time to go to Texas, by the way, Jack.
10 songs about the 4th of July on Sit and Spin.
Number 9.
So this is Aerosmith's Walking the Dog. It has been my experience with rock songs that rarely are they actually talking about a dog.
I was going to say, he makes Walking the Dog sound so cool.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Black dog just giving the dog a bone. Like, I don't know.
This doesn't sound like my walks. Like, are you going to poop or not? Please.
That would be the dog song.
Come on.
Right.
Come on, man. I got to go.
It's cold. It's raining.
I got to go. Please, poop. 10 songs about the 4th of July on 6th.
Eight, number 8.
So this is from Soundgarden, Super Unknown. It's hard to say what the best song on this album is because they're
all of them
awesome.
All of the above.
Truly, but 4th of July would be at the top of the list where they're all number one.
Although, I loved Chris Cornell deeply, passionately, but really you weren't sure if it was the end or if it was Independence Day. That is what I get out of the song. Are we dying or are we celebrating?
Right. These are 10 songs about the 4th of July.
Number 7.
Just got it
tonight.
The light.
Is this
Katie?
Oh, God.
And let it shine. Just along the night. Like the 4th of July. Baby, you're a
Why do I hate her as much as I do? I don't know. Like, everything about her I hate.
I don't remember specifically.
Your annoying noise at night.
I think this is the video where she shoots fireworks out of her boobs, though. So.
Oh, really?
I mean.
Oh, sweet.
Okay, I like her a little more.
All bad.
I want to see that display. You know what I mean?
Right.
Is that a metaphor?
Get out of here.
I just, when that song came out, it was a great time.
Ten songs about the 4th of July are in.
Number 6. Well, maybe I'll call on a write you a letter. Now maybe we'll see on the 4th of July. But I'm not too sure, and I'm not too proud. Well, I'm not too sure, and I'm not too proud.
I'm judging by the band better than Ezra, that Ezra was just okay.
I was just thinking the same thing, like, what did Ezra do? He was worse than that.
Ezra better than Ezra. I'm going to say on a 1 to 10 scale, Ezra was about a 3 at best.
Uh-huh. Damn, Ezra.
Right. 10 songs about the 4th of July on Sit and Spin.
Number 5.
Sings like drunk people speak at the bar.
While
they're pooping.
Right. He's the guy in the next stall at the bar.
Because there's a strain in there.
The name of the song is called Guys Like Us. Guys Like Us? We don't need that.
Old fashioned now.
These are our 10 songs about the 4th of July.
Number 4.
Ted are lost in the cloud of who?
Oh, come on. You don't know this song?
Let freedom ring.
Oh, this is a Martina McBride classic right here. Has nothing actually to do with the 4th of July.
Well, it's Independence Day.
Yeah, this is Independence Day.
It's about the 4th of July.
I can't believe I didn't recognize Martina McBride.
I thought you were going to get three notes.
I would think that you would be a big Martina McBride. Meanwhile, Mike Hawk is over here biting his bottom lip with his hand in the air.
He's going to skull band it in.
And eagle actually landed on his shoulder.
Spit cup. 10 songs about the 4th of July. I couldn't say.
Number 3.
I remember spending some time at a park in Chicago with this group. It wasn't the 4th of July, but we did take a nap.
Yes, we did. Yes.
By take a nap, we passed out.
Right.
I think it was snowing.
Yeah. Right. See, what happened was it had stopped snowing.
Oh.
So we took a break.
Day nap?
I'm pretty sure it was in August.
And then, it was in the middle of the summer.
The blizzard kicked back up again later that afternoon.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, wow. The Windy City.
You never know when that cold front's going to move 3 miles.
Whoa. Took that opportunity to get a little shut-eye between storms.
Yeah, like in Monument Park, leaned up against a beam.
True story.
Was that nighttime happened. Or daytime?
It was daytime. That was pretty early in the day.
Oh, yeah.
About noon.
I had taken a red-eye and hooked up with these guys.
Who had red-eyes.
And we had not fallen asleep yet.
Right, we had a couple of shots and then walked to the park. That's exactly what happened.
Went
hear that
sleep.
Story and others on The Greatest Story Never Told.
We'll get there someday. 10 songs about the 4th of July on Sid & Spin.
Number 2.
Heard about folks going to die, but don't go to heaven where the angels fly. Go to a lake of fire and fly. See him again. Tell him for the July.
See you die, and then you're reincarnated on Independence Day.
Right. In a lake of fire.
In a lake of fire.
You said that was a meat puppet?
Yeah, all due respect to the meat puppets. This is a meat puppet song, but most people are familiar with the Nirvana version.
Okay.
They play it on the radio all the time.
That's right, man. Yeah.
You always play this song.
Yeah. All right, here we go. We've got nine songs about the 4th of July finished here. Let's get to number one.
Number one.
When she walks.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Man. I don't know if Miles and Thro were there, but I think Ted was with us, or we were meeting Ted. We went to a Willie Nelson concert at the Gorge.
I was not
years
there.
Ago.
I was there.
Fourth of July weekend. We were in an RV. It was me and Hair Club and Misha, who used to work with us. Right, right. A lot of folks know Misha. A bunch of people in an RV. And we must have listened to this song five times on the way over to the airport.
Firecracking on the 4th of July.
Yes. Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it. Enjoy your 4th. Be safe. 10 songs about the 4th of July. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
7 minutes away, and we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. Very exciting.
We'll enjoy the music.
Right on into town. We'll love to a saloon. Get ourselves a beer.
Challenge coming up, man. We do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check out of Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Alrighty. 1 in 14 people say that they'd still go into work even if they had clear coronavirus symptoms, according to a new survey.
Wait, so they know they're sick, have the
symptoms. Correct. 1 in 14 would go in.
That's good to know. Right. Man, I feel better.
I mean, we're here.
I know, that's why Castle came in.
I often wonder, you know what I mean? Like, what has really happened?
You know, right.
Where are we all really sitting here?
Have we cycled it all the way through around here?
Is it like the chicken pox? Have we just given it to each other?
Probably. Do we ever have it?
Do we ever not have it?
I mean, I stayed home for 14 days, and you're really sick. I mean, that's of all the stuff going on, if you have the symptoms, you just got to stay home.
You do. Right.
And that's just moronic to be like, well, I'll still go into work. Why?
Ted kind of stopped showing symptoms, and it was more on the lines of allergies. Yeah. But even then, didn't even take the chance. Stay home.
Like anybody else who's asymptomatic, you don't know.
Exactly.
So,
asymptomatic's one thing, and you're right. But I'm just saying, like, that stat right there, it's like, that's just stupid.
That's just mean.
And it's selfish.
The main reasons are they'd feel guilty about having someone else do their work. They feel like they have too much to do to miss a day, and they want to be seen as a hard worker.
Okay. Get over yourself. It's fine. Be smart. By the way, Castle told me his brother, who lives in Texas and works in the health field, he got COVID. Temperature got up to 107.
Wow. Yeah, holy cow.
My buddy got it.
Yeah, they cannot believe he's not dead.
That's ridiculous. And he did not find out his wife was pregnant, and he needed to be in the hospital. So they said, okay, well, I mean, you need to take a COVID test. So he took a COVID test, and he was positive from her cousin. She didn't get it. Their kid didn't get it. But he was not allowed there. I mean, I don't know what you know about giving birth, ma'am, but women don't like it too much.
Well, at least he had an excuse.
When the husband's not around.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I had a cousin. They had a baby like a month and a half ago. Like, you can't be in the room.
You can't be even near the hospital.
Was it your uncle that missed a birth because he was in a bar fight or something, Ted? What is the...
The night of one of my cousin's birth. I don't know if he got there in time, but yeah, a couple of my uncles and my dad got in a fight at the 21st Amendment. Right? Isn't that the repeal?
Ironically enough.
Well, somebody called him, like, it wasn't short. It was a very insulting term.
And the fight was on. I love that story.
I'm sure it was like, all right, little man, just calm down over there.
You're right. It was probably something stupid like that.
People are finally allowed to kiss the Blarney Stone in Ireland again. The kissing tradition had been shut down since March 13th because of the pandemic.
No offense. I thought that was a bad idea way before the pandemic. Just because, to me, it's the equivalent of going to the gum wall and licking it.
Right.
Like, you can do that. I just think it's probably a bad idea. So the fact that there's thousands of people kissing this thing, like, no offense, other than a porn star, I'm not trying to put my lips where 1,000 lips have been. I make that one exception. I do.
Pediatricians in the U.S. have put out a statement that's strongly in favor of kids getting back in schools this fall. Cites, quote,
all the pediatricians are parents.
Mounting evidence that kids are less likely to catch or transmit coronavirus, and says, quote, schools are fundamental to child and adolescent development and well-being. And I'm pretty sure that Thrill's right.
Every pediatrician has. Yeah, I mean, look, I would say my daughter actually misses school. She enjoys school. She enjoys learning and obviously seeing her friends.
Sure.
My son enjoys seeing his friends, but because we're on the headset on Xbox, he's like, I never want to go to school again.
Mm-hmm.
He misses nothing about it. That's my boy.
I was going to say, I'm not going to say it. I'm proud. But,
I get it, man. I'm not like proud, but it's, I get it.
Wonder if that could be an option in the future. Some kids go to school, other kids do the homeschool.
It already kind of is.
I mean,
right. Like, if you have trouble or something, like, there, like, you can already, like, there's already online programs for kids to stay at home.
Sure.
We've discovered all of them.
Like, if your son learns better from homeschool where he can just kind of get his stuff done.
Whoa. I did not say that. I did not say he learns better at home. I said he does not like school. He does very well at school. He hates every second of being there.
The problem is, though, it's like, because I have a, like, I know some people that, like, been homeschooling for, like, before this.
Yeah.
The problem is, you still have the same amount of work.
That's,
like, while I hated school, I thoroughly enjoyed seeing my friends. So now I'm just sitting at home and I don't get the social stuff.
And they, but the other thing is this.
It's not 8 hours.
Know, one thing you know about your parents, like, they can get really, really hostily mad at you, but, like, at a certain age, you've heard every threat they've got. You can push back a little bit. They don't really do it with teachers. You don't do it when the other students are around, so... You know, when I'm trying to get him to do math, we have the relationship of father-son, so there's a lot of give and take. And I'm like, there's no chance your teacher goes through this.
No. My kid, she does really, really good at that kind of online curriculum. I mean, and obviously with that, you can live wherever you want, but she was down in San Diego. So she can do her online stuff here and do her spring classes and all that. She's like, F that, Dad. I got to get out of here. The weather's so horrible. I can't. I just want to be online in my apartment. Get me out of here. I'm like, dude, I understand. Just go. Just be online there.
But, I mean, at her age, if you're going to quarantine... Well, you know what? I shouldn't say that. Anybody. If you have a choice between quarantining, like... Or quarantining with friends. Well, forget the weather. I'm just saying.
Exactly, yeah.
She has friends her age she goes to college with. You'd rather be with them.
But she had the better sell to get to me, which was the weather.
The weather. Yeah,
so she sold me right.
It's San Diego. Like, exactly. We get it.
Like, Dad, I gotta go. This is too much. I'm like, I know.
With public bathrooms closed across most of Scotland, lots of people have been pooping outside of Queen Elizabeth's vacation home there as they hike past it.
I read that yesterday.
Hey, holiday.
I mean, and they're like, could you please stop pooping outside of the Queen's Castle? What bothers me is, like, the message should be, hey, can you not poop outside? But the only thing to worry about is the Queen's Castle. Sure. And the reason they do it is because it's big and it's a tourist destination.
I'm glad to know that as hard as she works every day and the fact that they get up and they do that thing, you know what I mean, that at least they can just take a step back and go, all right.
Somewhere to take a break.
I can just don't have to go to work. I can go to my vacation home.
I'm so tired of waving at people from a balcony.
Can I have more white gloves?
At least they call it a castle. Have you seen, like, sometimes a prince gets married and they move into a cottage?
Come on.
That's not a cottage. Hugo's Tacos in Los Angeles has closed both of its shops after people have screamed, cursed, and thrown drinks at employees who asked them to put on masks.
Why do you get so hostile about it? I understand that people can be fragile and all that, and people have their take on it. This really is not that difficult.
It's the policy of the place.
And look, there's a lot of things going on socially. If this is your problem, no offense, we would look at you and say you're exceptionally soft. There's people with real deal stuff.
You know what she should have done? She should have gone on KSW.com and got the all-new KSW face mask.
Oh, there it is.
For a portion of all proceeds go to help our friends at the Washington State Nurses Association. This would have taken care of the entire problem.
Hey, Miles. By the way, real quick, Mike, you were talking about the Blarney Stone earlier.
Correct.
A comment comes in. I'm from Ireland. Don't kiss the damn stone. Mm-hmm. Cheeky Irish youth rub their junk on it. Plus, it's not likely they wash the damn thing.
Nah. Would you ever take a piece of gum off the gum wall and stick it in your mouth?
That's what I'm saying.
No.
Even for good luck?
Well, let's see. The main emotion...
I don't know that I've ever met an Irishman who has recommended you kiss that stone.
No.
Terrible idea. The main emotions people feel when they're shopping now are nervousness and stress, according to a new survey.
You're doing it wrong.
64% try to touch as few things as possible while they are shopping.
You should always touch as few things when you're shopping.
I was going to say, that's a weird...
Run your hands down the grocery aisle?
I will pick up every onion.
No, I know what you mean, but I'm just saying, like, look, just... I mean, now, granted, I do miss licking the produce at the grocery store, but I've stopped because now it's a bad idea.
But you shop different than Ted and I.
Yeah, I don't actually do it.
You don't, because someone else does it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But when Ted and I go,
we look at it, and even though you probably look at more things than I do, we immediately turn the box around and look at the health information on the label.
Even if it's garbage, and you know you're not going to buy it, I used to check it out.
I do, too. You got to turn it over to look at it.
What are you looking for?
Justify why you're not going to buy this thing you actually want? There it is.
Yes, it's like, I just want to know how many calories are in this Chips Ahoy cookie compared to the thin one I might buy.
Don't ask,
don't tell.
Or, I don't know, sometimes you never tell how big a package is, so you touch it, that sounds bad. But you know what
normally
I'm saying.
Normally I encourage such
I'm saying, yeah. I'm enjoying the lifestyle, sure. Just drinking water right now.
Now look, I love hanging out in the grocery store and touching stuff. I can't do it. I don't yell at the grocery store workers.
It's also weird that you said I like hanging out in the grocery store and touching stuff.
Touching packages.
I'm not even here to shop. I just want to touch your stuff, man.
What do you got there?
I like to touch things in other people's grocery stores.
I've seen this in person. What do you got in your basket?
Yeah, what are you eating
right
now?
You're making a goose, okay. Yeah.
You can't have food within a 10-foot radius of Ted without him asking what it is and how you made it.
Are those great
fresh? So I know for a fact if you're in a grocery store, you're going to be asking, like, Chef Boyardee, how did you do these raviolis?
The first time Ted came to my place, I was living in Belltown when we moved away from each other. Ted walks over, and I don't realize he has opened my refrigerator door. I just hear this question. What do you got so many mustards?
What do you got over there? What are you eating? What is that, a chicken? What am I smelling?
It's like, I like mustard, dog. I don't know what to tell you, man.
You're right, man. I knew I did it at the grocery, but you're right. I do it all the time.
Everywhere.
Where'd you get that snack? Where'd you get that pizza?
How many times today did you ask what I was nibbling on over there?
Three.
What did you say you grabbed? Today? Oh, he won't mind. And that, what, tiki, takis?
Ted asks what other people eat.
It's like a game show.
It is. Da, 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 da.
The problem is that you know I legit care.
I know you. We know.
You get it.
Your interest is pure.
That
chicken
salad that Steve brought in yesterday that was legit. I will give
it
you credit,
so
man. It was
good.
Thank you.
He had leftover rolls from Mazelle's, you know, which are just unbelievable potato rolls. They are the best rolls in town, period, right? And then he had homemade chicken salad. I'm like, oh my God. I didn't want to tell you how good it was because I wanted you to get your ego too inflated, but it was so
I know
freaking,
it's good.
It was so freaking good. Man.
A politician in Brazil was caught on video conference sniffing a pair of women's underwear when he thought the camera was off.
See, ask people about their food. Don't be a creep.
That's right.
Police in Colombia are looking for a porn star, but not for a film she made.
Okay.
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.